I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, straight from beautiful British Columbia. My name is Alex Ujima, and if you haven't figured it out, this show is called Katasu for the next little while, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. to be exact. I'm going to be playing a lot of Japanese music, but I'm going to be also to be talking about some ghost stories and some little freaky stuff about Japan's from urban legends to some festivities that is related to ghost culture. So I hope you guys will enjoy that. If you have any questions, by the way, please give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I hope you guys are ready for Halloween tomorrow. Do you guys get your costumes? Hope you'll be enjoying this show as well. First up, I'm going to be playing the artist by the name of Mummy the Peep Show, and the song is called Go Mad. You're listening to 101.9. Let's just set some freaky Halloween mood right here. It's actually a soundtrack from a movie called X, which is an animation series talking about some super paranormal super beings that have some really eerie backgrounds, and the rest is sort of like X-Men stuff, but the music I really like about it. It's quite classical, yet there's some of that, you know, super paranormal feeling about it, so I kind of have this as a background. I think it sets the mood, doesn't it? Well, let me just talk about the Japanese version of Halloween. It's more in the summer, actually. It's called Obon. And this is actually a Japanese Buddhist holiday to honor the departed spirits of the ancestors. And they do this every summer. And it's more of a reunion for the family to visit the family graves and, you know, give respect to the people that passed away in their family line. What they do is they go back to the hometown and visit the family graves. And this also includes a dance festival that's been going on for more than 500 years in Japan. Obon is actually the short form of a legendary figure called Ulabonne or Ulabanna, which is a Sanskrit for hanging upside down in hell and suffering. And the Obon is a festivity to make the people that passed away to basically live up to and make the suffering more bearable. I think that would be the best way to describe it. The origin of the Bon Odori, which is the dance that they do at the festival, comes from a story of Mokuren, who is the Buddha's Shakyamuni's closest disciple. And one night, when Mokuren, he saw a vision of his deceased mother in the realm of the hungry ghosts, and she was being indulged in her own selfishness, and he was really concerned about that. So what did he do? Well, he decided to talk to his master to get some advice, and the master said, hey, what you need to do is on the 15th of July, you should provide the biggest feast for the past seven generations of your family. And that's what he did. He made a big feast. And in the end, he saw his mother go free. This is where he danced greatly with joy, knowing that his mother has gone to the heavens. And this dance became a ritual for this Obon festival. And it would be for the ancestors and the sacrifices that to be remembered and appreciated through this this traditional dance. Okay, another event that also goes along with the Obon is called the Tolo Nagashi, and it's actually the floating of the lanterns. You may have watched it a lot in Japanese films, but they have these floating lanterns and they let it go down the river, and it acts like a guide for the spirits that passed away in that year to go and follow and go back to the heavens. So that's a festival that's commonly going on every year. It's called the Obon Festival. The next track I'm going to play is coming right up, and I'll just play it right now. You're listening to 101.9. I'll give you the artist right after this tune.
求めるように汗を流して涙を流そう目の前には危険な顔
also known as Dead or Alive. Not the one in North America, but the one in Japan, by the way. The song is called Kikenna Curve, which means dangerous curve, and it was talking about trying not to drive too hastily or you're just going to go off the track. But at the same time, it gives you that feeling that, you know, you should live quite dangerously because that's the thrill of love life. Now, how should we talk about the Japanese ghosts? In Japanese, ghost is the word yure. And you could say it in a word leikon, which is basically the soul, right? And the Shinto believes that when a person passes away, it becomes this big energy, basically a soul, where it basically goes to the afterlife in another world. However, if that deceased was killed through murder, or it was slain in a battle, or perhaps it was suicide, or the funeral wasn't done properly, then the yure stays into our world to seek some form of revenge, or it'll just roam for the rest of its life. Okay? Or afterlife. Maybe that would be a better way to say it. Most of these yures are females that suffer through love, jealousy, regret, and sorrow. There's not a lot of male yures in a lot of legends and stories. They wear a lot of white clothes, such as cloths, because that's what they wear when they're buried. And one other feature, just look at their feet, because they don't have any. Ooh. And perhaps there's many stories about these yures, such as Oiwa-san, who was poisoned by her husband because her husband wanted to leave her to marry a princess and a promised fortune with the samurai clan. So he actually put some poison in her food. I believe it was miso soup. And that made her face start to rot and make her have a stillbirth, because she was still pregnant. And in her death, she seeked vengeance and she returned from the dead to hunt him down and kill him. Another story would be called Okiku, which many years ago, she was a maid and she served for the samurai named Tessan Aoyama. And she was cleaning some precious ceramic plates that was a family treasure for the Aoyama clan. And unfortunately, she broke one by accident. Aoyama, for the punishment, decides to kill her and throw her down into a well. Now, since then, every night, that ghost rises from the well and grievously counts the 9 plates that she didn't shatter and sobs miserably. And that voice and that shattering of those plates really made the samurai go insane. So she seeked her vengeance. And those are a couple of stories that I would like to share for those traditional ghost stories. Next up, I will be talking about a Japanese doll that continues to grow hair. I'll tell a little bit more about that. If you have any comments, please give me a call, 604-822-CITR. And by the way, you can also check us out on the web, www.citr.ca. And we also have podcasting as well. You could download my show as well as many other favorite shows of yours. Just go to www.citr.ca. Next up, I'm going to be playing a tune called Death Gaze, and the song is called Genocide and Mass Murder. This is 101.9. quite heavy, but quite awesome. Gotta love that tune sometimes, right? That was Death Gaze, and the song is called Genocide and Mass Murder. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If you just tuned in, this show is called Karasu. We'll be talking about Japanese ghosts and Japanese ghost culture for today. It's because, of course, tomorrow is October 31st. Halloween is just around the corner. Hope you guys got your costumes and maybe made your own, such as some high school girls with some tentacles, for example. If you don't get that joke, then you don't watch a lot of anime, if you know what I mean. Anyways, I'll be talking next about, what was I going to say? Yes, the Tanto Jinja in Wakayama. There are many other temples that have this, but I'll be talking about the one in the Wakayama prefecture. And what am I talking about that these temples have? Well, there is actually a Japanese Nadeshiko doll that grows hair. Okay, think about this. Okay, Nadeshiko, by the way, is like a Japanese very typical traditional looking doll. So it'll have like black hair, very even length, and wearing a kimono. And there's many of these dolls that are sold throughout Japan. Okay, but there's always this one for some reason that continues to grow hair. Okay, Wakayama is very famous for swimming in the oceans and very nice hot springs, but in the basement of the Tanto Jinja, there's a collection of these Japanese dolls that's said to be cursed. And some of them, for example, shift their bodies by time. But there's also this one that is far at the end of the room where it continues to grow hair, and it even sheds. Some of the dolls are even said to grow more than a meter of its own hair and let it fall down and continue to grow its own. You could tell that the hair is growing because if you own a Barbie doll, for example, it's quite even and combed, I guess. I don't know what's the right word to say. But for the Nadeshiko dolls, it is supposed to be fine, but it's kind of like rassled, just going all over the place. And it's quite frightening to say. I've even seen some Japanese video shows where they kind of like fast forward the progress of the doll growing its hair, and it is actually growing. They say that some people say there's evil spirits, for example, such as a little girl who died, unfortunately, like through a car accident from a drunk driver, for example, and moved the soul into the doll and start to grow hair because it thinks it's still alive. Other people say that the doll did not get enough love, and in response, the hair started to grow. So if you ever like to collect a doll, maybe you would like to have that one? Maybe. Not so sure. Who knows, right? Next up, because I was talking about those dolls, the next band I'm going to play is called Kokeshi Doll. And this is a three-girl band piece, and the song is called Blood, of course. Like, why? Well, I don't know. Because it's dark stuff, right? This is CITR 101.9 with Kokeshi Doll. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that old school rock. First of all, my mistake, that was not Kokeshi Doll. The artist band is called X, also known as X Japan, and the song is called Black Devil. But you know what? I thought that was a nice track to play right after I talked about some scary Nadeshiko dolls. I'm going to do some public service announcements with some scary music in the background. Hope you guys are getting freaking out. First of all, there is the Vancouver Asian Film Festival 10th annual going on from November 1st to the 5th with some 14 selected program screenings and more than 40 films with special presentation by Mina Shum. All of the show will be at the Tinseltown Theaters, which will be at 88 West Pender Street. For more information, you can go to www.vaff.org or go to www.exploreasian.org to find more information about the movies. You can also ask for tickets by the websites, or you can email them at info@vaff.org. Part of the Vancouver Arts Film Vancouver Asian Film Festival, there is the Grace Lee Project. Grace Lee is the filmmaker, and she is looking for people with the same name as her, Grace Lee. And for all participants, they will also get a free admission to the movie made by Grace Lee as well. And if you want to get more information about that, you could go to festival@vaff.org. And there will also be more information on the website, www.vaff.org/pop-up/what's-in-a-name. And one more thing, there is a List Comedy Tour 2006 going on from November 2nd to the 4th at the Vancouver's Funny Bone, which is at Edgewater Casino, also the Plaza of Nations. You can order tickets or find more information at www.vfb.ca or call them at 604-687-0130. Performing comedians will include Ron Jossel, MTV's Gibson Lubin, Sugar Sammy, Jeffrey Ju, and Paul Bay. And there's another website to go to for more information on that as well, www.asiancomedytour.com. Just to make up for it, this time I will be playing the Kokeshi Doll, and the song is called Blood. You're listening to CITR, and my name is Alex. This is Karasu.
Kiga Nagarata ku Anata
Okay, hello, I'm Tim Gain, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Like that? Hope you guys did. And I hope you guys enjoy Halloween. If not, you're probably going outside. lighting some fireworks or firecrackers and scaring little children. Oh joy. That was Super Junkie Monkey. The song is called I Got the Third. And before that, Kokeshi Doll with the song Blood. This is CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Kalesu. My name is Alex Tsushijima with some special ghost stories straight from Japan with some Japanese tunes. And if you have like a story you would like to share, perhaps like a Japanese ghost story that maybe I should mention about, you can give me a call as well, 604-822-CITR. Podcasting is also on the web at www.citr.ca. One of the many popular stories is Toile no Hanako-san, okay? Which means it's the Hanako that is in the toilet, okay? I'm not saying like literally in the toilet, or else that'll be a little bit humorous. But if I make this story very simple, basically it is a superstition that's quite similar to Candyman, I would say, that you go into a public washroom, a woman's washroom, better yet, and you go to the furthest door at the end of the bathroom, and you knock on the door three times, and then you have to say, kong kong kong, Hanako-san, right? Meaning, like, are you there, Miss Hanako? And then they say that there will be a response by saying, yes, I'm there, hi, quietly from the empty toilet room. And if you hear that voice, they say that you will be cursed for the rest of your life, or you will be dead in the toilet. Usually the toilet door will open and then the girl will drag you into the world of death. Some people ask, why did this Hanako story started, or like what is the origin? Well, many people say that during World War II, when there were many bombs from the skies, you know, the planes, B-52s, dropping it into Japanese cities, many girls hid into the bathrooms because they could not find the closest bomb shelters, and unfortunately that's how they got blown into bits and just became haunted ghosts in those bathrooms. Another story I've heard is that there was a girl named Hanako-san in a local elementary school, and she had a very weak heart, and while she was in the bathroom, she unfortunately had a heart attack and passed away in the toilet, and since then she roams into one of the local public washrooms there. So those are the couple of reasons, but when that Toile no Hanako-san story started out, there were many stories and situations where kids were too scared of going to the toilet alone in those days, but I wouldn't blame them. Like, if you were a little kid and heard that story, would you? My God. So maybe perhaps as a dare, I don't know if there would be a Hanako-san in Canada, but you could go to a nearest public washroom near you and knock on the door three times and ask if Hanako-san is there. All right. The next song I'm going to play, let's give it a twist. I'm going to be playing some Polyzix and then follow it up with Inugami Circus Done. I'll talk a little bit more about the second band. And in other words, otherwise, I'll be playing more tracks. Here's Paul Zick's song is XET on CITR.
1, 2, 3, go! I'm not afraid of the dark.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
That was a different track. The song is called Nijusai Kinenbi, which means 20th year anniversary of your birthday. And before that, I had Polyzix with the song XCT. Do you guys like ghost houses? Last week I actually went to PNE, and actually it's Playland actually, and went to the Fright Nights, and I have to say, as a person that loves ghost stories, especially Japanese, horror flicks, I have to admit that I was a little coward. I jumped back 3 meters, as a matter of fact, at times. It's pretty funny stuff, but you know what, that's what I like about Halloween, because at times you like to get that adrenaline rush from getting freaked out, getting some ghosts and all that. I guess I'm quite superstitious, and I believe in ghosts and all that too, but if you think that, hey, Fright Night, that's nothing, maybe you should go to Japan and go to Fuji-Q. Fuji-Q is the name of an amusement park near the Mount Fuji, and they boast of having the world's largest ghost house. Well, it is in the Guinness Book of World Records. Let me just give you the details. I just found the statistics here. Okay. Well, the course of this world's largest ghost house, if you just go one way, it's 700 meters in length, okay? And it takes around 50 minutes to complete the ghost house. It's 2 floors with an area of 3,000 square meters. and they have over 50 live actors, perhaps more. They have a question mark there. 273 steps of stairs, 55 rooms, 192 doors, and the scariest part of all, rumors have it that they used an abandoned hospital and renovated it into the world's largest ghost house. And the theme is still a monster hospital thing. So you'll see like zombie doctors and bloody, you know, surgical rooms, yada, yada, yada. And with live actors in there, that's quite frightening, I have to say. I'll be pissing my pants. So, you know, not literally, but I'll be freaking out. It's quite scary, as a matter of fact, that they even have emergency exit doors where if the people are so frightened and scared and have their hair completely white with fear, they could just leave out to the side doors. Okay, but 700 meters and it takes 50 minutes to complete that course? Damn, I think that's a little creepy for me. If not, then they also do have another amusement park ride, such as Dorompa, which is not scary, filled with ghouls and kappas, but the course is 1.2 kilometers in length, but it only ends in a minute. Why? Because the ride goes at 172 kilometers per hour, and there's a G-force at the highest of 4.25. You gotta love the amusement park rides in Japan. I would love to go there someday. Next up, I will be playing a track by the Inugami Circus Dun, where they look like visual rock, but they really have more of this Japanese goth style look. Their music is, I would say, very rocky, and they do have some elements of Enka in there, but I really like their approach in their performances. They really dress up as ghosts and ghouls that have to go through the second part of their lives, and they say that, oh, we are from the dead and we are come to express what the real life is. And it's not something like a rebellious band, but they're kind of like representing the afterlife, like the dark side of it. So I would say it is quite similar to goth. But this song, it's called Anata wa Inu, Anata Butada. It's basically saying that you're such a pig, you're such a dog, and you're just being used all the time. It's quite a pessimistic song, but I find it a little satirical and a little humorous as well. I'll be playing that track for you right now, and I followed it up with Bucktick, and it's a song that will sound like a circus, but you'll hear it very soon. Anyways, this is the Inugami Circus Dun on 101.9.
あんた豚だ。いや、豚よりおとる最低な生き物。あんたに悲劇なんて言葉は似合わない。随分と気がってるみたいだけど、誰もあんたを認めちゃいないんだよ。ほら、あいつくばってワンって泣いてみな。
中いっぱいに溜まっているそれは、かすかな血の味のする唾液、敵でも垂らしてごらん。ザルグツワから漏れるうめき声のメロディー、ザルグツワから漏れるうめき声のメロディー。やっぱりあんたに悲劇なんて言葉は似合わない。
CITR Funding Drive promo. Take one.
CITR's very first Funding Drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first Fun Drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
That was Bucktick, and the song is called Who's Clown, and they have three parts in that. I thought I played the first one. I would like to play the next two, but I haven't set it up, so unfortunately I'll do that for next time. But the song is about the evil clown coming into the world, and it actually falls in love with a little young girl, but in a devilish way. So if you love Bucktick, well, Bucktick is a rock band, so most of their tunes would be visual rock, but I thought that was one of the rare tracks where they really have like this this dark, eerie soundtrack using cellos, and really creative, and having that really dark clown tone to it. So I thought that was suitable for the Halloween show. And before that, I had the Inugami Circus done, Anata wa Butada, basically saying you're such a pig, and she, the entire lyrics, she's basically saying that you're worthless, you're such a pig, you shouldn't live here, and she does it to the point where it's a little funny, but hope you guys enjoyed it. Anyways, let me just put some background music. Yeah, let's make it freaky. Yeah, scary. Ooh. Okay. I want to share you another story that is really popular in the early 90s in Japan. The story is called Kuchisake Onna. Kuchisake means the mouth slit woman. And it's actually a story that combines Japanese mythology and a modern urban legend. The legend, first of all, the mythology one, the old Heian period, which is the 5th, 6th century of Japan, it focuses on a wife who lived hundreds of years ago with a very noble samurai. She was very beautiful, but also very vain, and she wasn't really trustworthy either. She actually cheated on her husband numerous times. Eventually, the samurai found out that she was cheating on him, so he attacked her and with his katana blade slit her mouth from ear to ear, and he screamed at her, "Who will think you're beautiful now?" And then since then, she roamed as a ghost in the streets, wearing a cloth across her face, and continually asks people if she is beautiful. And people were very frightened once they saw her openly gaped mouth. The modern version, the urban legend version of this, is that there's many reasons for it. For example, maybe a plastic surgery gone very awkward, or perhaps that there was a girl who just was born with a little physical problem, perhaps, right? But anyways, she comes out on foggy evenings, and she usually wears a surgical mask. Well, when they say surgical, it's usually like this cloth mask that many Japanese wear, especially when it's very chilly, just to use it as an alternative for a scarf. So it was a very common thing. But many strangers brought up this rumor or this story, whether it's true or not, by saying that they met this woman, a very attractive woman with this mask across her face. And then she asked them, "Am I beautiful?" And if you say yes, she'll take off that mask and shows the bloody mouth, the cut wide open. And then she'll ask the same question again, "Am I beautiful?" If you say no, or you try and run away, then she'll obviously chase you with a razor blade and basically try and kill you by cutting yourself an open mouth as well. The best way to get rid of this ghost is to say yes again, even if she shows a mouth, and she'll realize that you're looking at her heart more than her face, and she'll eventually disappear. So that's the Kuchisake Onna story. Okay, that was brought up in the 90s because plastic surgery was very popular in the 90s in Japan as well. So maybe there's like this correlation. You know how urban legends usually reflect like the current trends in that country as well, such as the Likachan Ningyo. If you don't know what Likachan Ningyo is, it's Japanese Barbie. It's a very short story, but they say that there was a girl that went into found a Likachan doll in a garbage can, and she was wondering why it was in such good condition, but it was thrown out. And she realized that when she picked it up from the garbage, that Likachan doll had three legs instead of the obvious two. And the Likachan doll, in such a monotone robotic voice, kept on saying, "I am Likachan, and I am haunted, and I will kill you." And basically, that the doll brings out a knife and stabs the little girl, but I think that's a little more bogus. Even for myself, I can't really believe that one. But they say that there was a moment where the factory that was manufacturing the Delicatessen Dolls had some error and they brought up three legs instead of two. So it may perhaps be a rare commodity item. Perhaps you could find it on an auction online site. And if you ever do, well, maybe you shouldn't buy it. It might be cursed. But otherwise, it may be a hot item to buy or sell. So those are a couple of more stories for there. After that, I'll be playing a few more tracks. Let me just see what I should play next. Oh, yes, I'll play quite a long track, but it's one of my favorite bands, The Boredoms. Excellent experimental group, a duo, as a matter of fact, I believe. And after that, I'll be talking about a Japanese exorcist that was coming out in classical Japan. If you have any questions, please give me a call. You know the number, UBC CITR 822-2487. Don't forget the area code 604. And you can also email me at katasuradio@hotmail.com if you have any comments or suggestions for maybe some themes of the shows. I'm trying to make a lot of theme-based shows at the moment. And I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. So if you think you love it, please let me know. You know, I really enjoy it. So we'll be playing some Boredoms right now. This is BOGO 101.9. That was some boredoms for you. The song is called Bo Go. And you gotta go, Bo. 10 minutes left into the program, so I'll be heading out very soon. I will be playing a little bit more Japanese tunes related to some ghosts, perhaps. And I'll be talking about a Japanese exorcist as well. But before that, I just want to give you a reminder. There is the jazz show hosted by Gavin Walker. I thought it was till 11 o'clock, but I was totally wrong. It's actually till 12. From 9 o'clock, he will be playing some excellent jazz music just for you and for the radio. And then from 11 to 12, he'll be having some special jazz feature presentation as well. So that's Gavin Walker, the jazz show, from 9 o'clock, and it ends at 12. 3 hours of jazz. You gotta love it, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I better get the music back. There we go. Ooh, yes. Get some Halloween mood there. Let me just talk a little bit more about Onmyoji. Onmyoji is the Japanese exorcist that I was talking about. And it practices Onmyo-do. Onmyo-do is a Chinese-influenced traditional Japanese cosmology. Has a mix of science as well. And it has two elements, I would say, that they're quite influenced by from the China. First of all, there's the yin and the yang. That's where they get the word onmyo come from. And also the five elements, the water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And with those combinations, they like to practice systems of divination. And their practice was actually under control of the imperial government during the Heian period, during the 5th and 6th century. Okay, but the Onmyoji are the specialists in this magic, in this divination, and many of those duties were involved with the court, such as keeping track of calendar. Oh joy, that sounds like a lot of fun. But there are also mystical practices as well, such as, you know, trying to bring rain when there was a drought, or protection of the capital from evil spirits. Okay. One thing about these Onmyojis that are quite fascinating for me is that they summon Shikigamis, okay? It's quite similar to the Wizards of Familiar, I would say. Maybe that would be the best way to say it. But Shikigamis are a little servant that help the Onmyoji master to complete some duties, whether they're small tasks or to protect their master. What I like about this word, Shikigami, it really plays very well on the words. Shiki would be the servant, right? Gami, it could be both paper or God. It's pronounced both the same way. So you could probably guess that the Shikigamis are made of paper, so they cut it into human forms or in birds or in animals, and then he summons the spirits within them and to become that form of what he cut out. So those are Shikigamis. There's many movies that talk about the Onmyoji. You could probably go to the nearest international video store. I would recommend Videomatica. That's probably a good spot for foreign films. But Onmyoji, it's quite cool stuff, I have to say. It's really fun to check this thing out. And if you could read Japanese or listen to Japanese, I recommend going to a Japanese video store and watching some actual video recordings of exorcisms performed by the Onmyojis. And you could probably compare and contrast the Western and the Eastern styles of how exorcisms are practiced. So I think that may be something you would like to do just before Halloween begins, which is tomorrow. Next up, I will be playing a band called Elevation, and the song is called Y Lermontov, and I will follow it up with some Bleach. This is Elevation. You're listening to CITR. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
That was Kemuri, and brackets Jiko Zero Shibo 101, and the band was called Bleach. And it's pretty funny that I like that subtitle, the Jiko Zero Shibo 101. It's in Japan, they usually have like this sign that's nearby Japanese police stations indicating how many accidents and how many people got killed on that day. So they actually have a chart on a daily basis, and they kind of tally it up, if you know what I mean. And in that song, they say that no one got into an accident, but 101 people died. So it's pretty quite negative, but it's pretty interesting too. Before that, I had Elevation with the song Why Lermontov as well. Well, that's it for me. I would like to say thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can find the podcasting for this program. You can go to www.citr.ca. I'm going to pass the torch to Gavin Walker for the jazz show, and it's going to be a fantastic show. And I would just like to let you know that I will be off for next 2 weeks. I am a little busy. My hands are quite full at the moment, but I will be back in mid-November. So keep in touch, stay tuned, and I will not be gone. I will be back. Okay, so thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita, and sayonara. I will pass it on to Gavin Walker. Thank you very much.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl wants.